UWF Center for Cybersecurity placed second in a national contest put on by the National Centers of Academic Excellence in Cybersecurity Community. It is their community outreach award competition. UWF came in second. A part of it, of the outreach, is their Cyber Ambassadors Program. And the person who's in charge of it is Guy Garrett, and we've got Guy on the phone. Good morning, Guy.
Well, good morning, Rick. It's good to be back on the air with Real News.
Thank you. See, this, we're lucky. He's a radio guy. He's got the right voice. He knows how to do an interview. So thank you, Guy. Tell us about the Cyber Ambassador Program.
Well, as you know, Dr. Saunders is always talking about giving back, and the Cybersecurity Ambassadors are part of that program. We just recently did a visit at the Bellevue Cybersecurity Career Academy, one of our top middle school academies in the area, and we're getting ready for our upcoming Gen Cyber Experience Summer Camps, which are June 3 through 7 and 10 through 14. Still time to register for that. But the ambassadors, basically what we do is we do wacky stuff and hacky stuff. We do wacky stuff, for example, teach networking by throwing foam golf balls around the room, and in some cases throw them at me holding a bucket. It's kind of fun. And then we do the hacky stuff, which we go to the downtown to our cybersecurity center, use the Florida Cyber Range or the mobile range. We also have some laptops we use. And we show students how we do pen testing in cyber and how we look for vulnerabilities and find them hopefully before the hackers do and patch them up and teach them that, hey, this cyber work that we're talking about is something that you can do. You're doing it right now, and why not think about that as a great career?
That's cool. Now, who are the ambassadors? Are they UWF students?
They are. They are some of our most talented students from our cybersecurity, computer science, software development, and also information technology programs. And they basically are selected by myself and Mr. Anthony Pinto, who's one of our instructors. He's also the lead instructor on Gen Cyber Camps. And we basically look for the best and the brightest, and we teach them how to present. And they come up with all kinds of fun things for the students to do. And the really nice thing about it is just how well they relate to the people that come into the camps.
Well, this is, you know, the cybersecurity, the Center for Cybersecurity was started from scratch and has grown just in a very short period of time, relatively, into, a national, program that people around the country look at. It's been interesting because, 10, 15 years ago, the idea of cyber, no one understood what it is, and now we're developing ourselves into the cyber coast.
Absolutely. And what a lot of people don't realize, we know that Pensacola is the cradle of naval aviation. We know about the Blue Angels. But the cryptography school has been here a very long time. And if you're going to be doing IT in the Navy, you're going to be coming through Pensacola just like you would come through here for basic pilot training. So that's always been there. The difference with cyber and the folks that fly airplanes is you can hear and see the airplanes. We don't typically like people to find out what we're doing.
Right.
So the ambassadors have to go out there and take something that's hard to see and bring it to life and show it to people and say, this is a really great way to help other people to have a great career, a challenging career, and something that's not only rewarding, but also in terms of jobs and our economic development, these are career wage jobs. They pay very well. And it's something that can certainly help us lift all boats in our community. I mean, one of the things about Gen Cyber is we're constantly looking to help increase the diversity and inclusivity of cyber. And in our particular case, we've done a lot of work with girls. We've had more than 60 of them apply for the Gen Cyber camp. And we've been very excited to see girls coming back to different events. So we're seeing some progress there. That's also in part due to our partnership with the Girl Scouts of Gateway Council and some local troops we're still working with. So we're doing everything we can to open the door for girls in cyber and help diversify the field of cybersecurity as well as, make sure we're defending our nation and our local community.
Right. Well, and for our listeners, this is Guy Garrett. He is with the UWF Center for Cybersecurity. I mean, we've got examples every day of where we need to protect ourselves against cyber attacks. The city of Pensacola is the latest that we can see in real time happening in our community. So it's going to be, it has become more and more one of the key jobs for operations, because we're seeing even small cities. Yesterday, there's a small town in Texas that had to deal with their water system got hit by what they think were Russian hackers. So even small towns are having to think about this.
They really are, and that's one of the things that we're doing at the center. We're part of the Florida Cybersecurity Training Program, and through that program, we are training state employees through a state-funded initiative out of Cyber Florida. And we're not only training them in things like getting industry certifications and risk management and governance, but we're also creating courses specifically in those industrial control systems and teaching people how to do those assessments and how to secure those things like your wastewater treatment plants, your electrical grid, those kinds of things. And that's work that's being done by our director of research, Dr. Guillermo Francia. So we are on the cutting edge not only of outreach to, you know, K-12s in our local community, but we're also presenting training not only locally but on a statewide and national scale. I mean, our Cyber Skills to Work program, the national thing that we're working on, right, we've been training veterans at no cost to them and helping them leave the military and find a new way to have a career and continue protecting our nation.
Oh, it's amazing all the things that y'all are involved in, and your outreach is just critical for our community. So, Guy, thank you for coming on this morning. Congratulations. Pass this on to Amon. Congratulations on the center winning this national award, coming in second place. You were in first place last year, so this speaks highly of what y'all are doing.
Well, thank you for having us on. It's always a pleasure to talk with you and be able to reach all the wonderful people in our community.
All right, great. Take care, Guy.